I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Scientists based at Earth's North and South Poles must tolerate several workplace quirks, such as bone-shattering cold or the stench of guano from humongous bird colonies. A University of Helsinki research expedition in Antarctica recently observed a strange workplace phenomenon. Gas emissions from penguin poo formed white, billowy clouds in the sky. After careful study, experts concluded the ammonia particles wafting off the dung heaps attract other air particles. These molecular lumps draw in water vapor and voila, fluffy clouds form. Scientists in the Arctic have seen similar cloud seeding caused by seabird guano. Generating clouds on a hot planet is critical, especially around Earth's poles, where temperatures are rising faster than anywhere else. Melting the massive stores of snow and ice at the poles will cause ocean levels to rise. The devastation to coastal communities will be horrific. But clouds act like sunscreen, bouncing the sun's heat back into space. And with 40 million penguins in Antarctica alone, the potential to temper Earth's skyrocketing fever is colossal. Besides protecting bird and penguin habitats and food sources, ordinary people can stifle global heating by simply converting household food waste to compost. Feeding the crops that then feed us is really a penguin win. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.